25 walrus, including up to a dozen calves, have been found dead on a beach about 40 miles north of Point Hope. Now, federal wildlife officials are investigating a possible criminal slaughter of the protected marine mammals. KNOM's Matthew Smith reports.
U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says they received an email about the walrus deaths last week. They were found just off of Cape Lisburn, not far from a small manned Air Force radar site, now serving as the basis for the Federal Wildlife Agency's investigation. Many of the animals were found headless, their tusks apparently harvested, and locals say some carcasses were found riddled with bullet holes.
We have sent a couple of officers out there to Cape Lisburn to investigate.
Andrea Medeiros with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says federal law limits walrus hunting to Alaskan native subsistence users. But the fact that some of the animals' tusks were harvested along with their usiks, that's the prized walrus penis bone, does not necessarily mean they were killed illegally.
We can't say, you know, with any certainty what, for one, the cause of death here was. You know, these animals from the photos do appear to have their heads taken off. And, you know, we can't make any assumptions that that's why they were killed. If they were, in fact, killed, you know, people certainly can take the heads if they find a dead walrus on the beach.
Hunting walrus purely for ivory and not harvesting the animal's meat is illegal under the 1972 Marine Mammal Protection Act. Steve Umitak is a subsistence whale and walrus hunter in Point Hope. He says bad ice conditions led to a poor spring walrus harvest this past year. That makes him and others in the community angry to see the walrus go to waste.
This kind of stuff we don't tolerate. You know, the animals have always been a food source for us. We were never taught to waste or anything like that. So we just want to get to the bottom of this and make sure that we find out what exactly happened. And they had gunshot wounds and everything, and the heads were gone, and somebody's doing something that should not ever be done.
The Eskimo Walrus Commission, based out of Nome, but with a commission member in Point Hope, is working jointly with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service on the investigation. Reporting in Nome, I'm Matthew Smith.